Campbell and Farwell.
Mornings on today's best country. Country 106.7.
It was the end of an era in late night talk last night. David Letterman, for the final time after 33 years at the helm of The Late Show. He had his final show. Lots of tributes pouring in from fellow late night hosts. Alec Baldwin actually wrote an emotional tribute to who he calls TV's greatest host. And he said, this totally self-conscious nut from Indiana who became TV's greatest host. And he's going to miss him on late night TV.
Norm MacDonald did a great one too. I love Norm MacDonald.
Yeah, there's so many great ones.
He did, he was kind of delivering some of his favorite Letterman jokes, and he got pretty choked up too. And Norm MacDonald's huge on Twitter. You can probably find that on Twitter if you want to. That's why we loved him, because he was so weird and quirky. And I've told you before, my big celebrity, I love David Letterman because I love funny and smart, and he's not dead. He is both of those
things.
Well,
his career is now, so you can call it. You can use past tense.
He'll be at home. What do you say? Counting his money.
Jimmy Kimmel aired a rerun last night out of respect for David Letterman, who he long admired. Jimmy Kimmel told us yesterday he used to have a license plate, late night, L number 8, night, because he admired Letterman so much. Conan called Letterman his North Star, kind of that shining beacon for him in the sky. And then on his show last night, which was not a repeat, Conan did this.
Okay, it's now 11:35.
Oh.
Record us, but switch to Dave.
Bye.
They're gone now.
They're gone now.
Now we can do whatever the we want.
Which was followed by knocking stuff over, dancing around the set, giving Patton Oswalt a massage. It was pretty good stuff, yeah.
In other news, you and I should probably move to late night. What with our mouths and such.
Whose mouths?
Okay, mine.
Okay.
And here is the top 10 list, the final top 10 list last night on David Letterman, delivered by some of your favorite celebrities. The category, things I've always wanted to say to Dave.
Top 10 things I've always wanted to say to Dave. Number 10, Alec Baldwin.
Of all the talk shows, yours is most geographically convenient to my home.
Thank you, Alec. Number 9, Barbara Walters.
Okay. Dave, did you know that you wear the same cologne as Muammar Gaddafi?
Yes. Yes, Barbara. Number 8, Steve Martin.
Your extensive plastic surgery was a necessity and a mistake.
Number 7, Jerry Seinfeld.
Dave, I have no idea what I'll do when you go off the air. You know, I just thought of something. I'll be fine.
And I think Jerry may have a benefit later. Number 6, Jim Carrey.
Honestly, Dave, I've always found you to be a bit of an overactor.
Number 5, Chris Rock.
I'm just glad your show is being given to another white guy.
You know, I had nothing to do with that. Number 4, Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Thanks for letting me take part in another hugely disappointing series finale.
Number 3, Peyton Manning.
Dave, you are to comedy what I am to comedy.
Number 2, Tina Fey.
Thanks for finally proving men can be funny.
Things I've always wanted to say to Dave. Number 1, Bill Murray, ladies and gentlemen.
Dave, I'll never have the money I owe you.
Oh, no.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's best country, Country 106.7.